Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thank you so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing well, and as I always say, I hope that you are having a remarkable day. Today, you all, it is Friday for me, and all has been well, I have to say. All has been well. Now, a lot of the times, I talk about being positive, staying positive, you know, saying how well my day went, how things were so awesome, and how much fun I had. But today, I actually had a challenge. And the good thing about today was I was able to use some of the tips and ideas that I share with you all to work through my challenge. So I say all that to say, if you are a new listener, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. We truly appreciate you. I said what I said before because I want you to go back and listen to the previous episodes because they have so much, first of all, fun. And exciting and spectacular learning content for you. A lot of the content on our podcast, because you are a new listener, is for you to go back and listen to and first enjoy, but it teaches you skills and strategies and techniques to get through whatever your situation may be, whether it's challenging or maybe if you just want to learn how to have a little bit of fun. So it teaches you those things, okay? So if you hadn't had a chance, go back and listen. I hope you enjoy this episode as well, because it's going to be a lot of fun too. So stay tuned. And again, thank you for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for joining again today. You know, I'm always glad to have you here, and you returning lets me know that you are totally into what we're talking about each and every week, right? So I thank you so much for that. I just have to thank you so much for that. Again, we have listeners now, the most amazing listeners now in 30 countries. And I am so happy about that. And yes, we are still number one. We are ranked number one for kids, education, in our Good Pods podcast app. So be sure you're going over there to listen, and I'll share some additional outlets for you to find our podcast on if you are a new listener here. But I want to jump right into what we were talking about today. Like I said, I feel great. Everything is awesome, and I don't just say that, it really is. I feel really good. We're at the, you know, still in the midst of a start of a new year, so things are going really well, and I'm just happy to be able to be here for you all and be healthy and be mindful and be positive and all the things for you all. So let's jump right into our topic for today, which is let's get organized. So I know some of you are like, oh, abort mission, exit stage left. I don't want to talk about being organized. I just don't want to talk about that. Well, guess what, guys? When you are organized, that is one of the best things you can be in life. Having things where they belong, because I feel like everything has its proper place, okay? You know how to get back to it, right? So being organized and having everything organized, even your thoughts, having your thoughts organized is really important. Having your desk at school organized is extremely important. Your book bag and your notebooks, all of those things are extremely important. So I want to talk about some ways to, you know, get to that point and how you can be your best organized self, okay? So I was actually, you all, just a little secret here. I was getting ready to name this episode Be Responsible, right? But then I went back and I looked at our episodes and I discovered that we already have a topic that's called something along the lines of being responsible. So I was like, well, I can't make two episodes about being responsible. So if you want to go back and listen to that episode, it's episode 63, and it talks about being responsible, ways to be responsible is what it's titled. Okay. So I thought that I would embed the subject of responsibility and being responsible into this podcast episode about being organized. So let's talk about it. You know, one of the ways to remain organized is to keep yourself situated and get an organizational system that works best for you. So one of the things that I like to talk about the most when it comes to organization is your school notebook or a school notebook. Inside that notebook, most oftentimes you have maybe a 1.5-2-inch binder with all of your subjects in it. And if you don't, that's okay, because I have another example for you. But in this 1-inch binder, you have what we call tabs, right? And those tabs are normally different colors. And those different colors are designed to separate your different subjects in class. Now, if you don't have a binder with tabs, with the colorful tabs, then most oftentimes you have a designated notebook of a certain color that's different from the other colors that match the subject that you have in your class. So you might have green for English, a green notebook for English, you may have a red notebook for math, a yellow notebook for social studies, an orange notebook for science, and so forth and so on. That, you guys, is one way to stay organized, okay, in school. So when you have everything in one place, it's so easy to be able to access it, go to it, get those things out, and then guess what? Once you go to it directly, that literally takes seconds to do. So it might take a minute or so, and that's okay. But you get it done quickly, is what I'm trying to say, and then you can move forward, right? Okay, so that is one way to be organized, all right? And that's one way to be responsible. When you are organizing yourself and making sure that you have everything in place, that's important. Now remember, and I say this in each one of our episodes, if you ever need help with learning how to be more organized or learning how to be more responsible, you can always ask that trusted adult, whether it's your mom, your dad, uncle, aunt, grandmother, grandfather, teacher, counselor, mentor, whoever it is in your life that is extremely trusted, a trusted source for you. Go ahead and ask that person if they can help you with the responsibility of getting organized, okay? So that's just one way. Now, and that applies to school, right? You know, we always talk about list, task, to-do list, and those things. So I won't put much time in those, but even writing down what you need to do on a small sticky note each day is so beneficial to you for staying organized. Even if you just put 3 things on it: do the dishes, be kind, do my homework. Those are perfect starting points. And once you master those, give yourself a pat on the back, okay? Give yourself a high five, a hug, a fist pump, whatever you want to do, and show off, right? Go take your sticky note to your mom, your dad, and your siblings and said, hey, I was organized, I was responsible, and I completed the task that I needed to complete to do what I needed to do, okay? So that's just one way. Now, another way I like to say about getting organized, and I talked about the sticky note, but you can always use your handy dandy listen and learn journal or calendar or an activity log to make yourself more organized and make a small list of things that you want to do or need to do throughout your day. And again, be sure that you are setting yourself up for success. You know, if you put on your list, for example, I'm going to read the dictionary. Let's just be dramatic about it, right? I'm going to read the whole dictionary in a day. That would take, you know, I'm confident that some of you guys probably could do that. But I want us to be realistic and set ourselves up for success. I definitely want you to set yourself up for success. So saying you're going to read the entire dictionary, that's a big task, right? So I wouldn't want you to put that on your sticky note or in your journal, your listen and learn journal, or your calendar or your activity log. I would want you to break that down. Maybe say I'm going to read the first 10 or 15 words in a dictionary. And again, this is just an example. It could be a chapter book. You want to read the first 10 pages or the first two chapters of a chapter book. Make that small goal for yourself and work your way up, okay? So that's really important, but it's important to stay organized and be responsible about, you know, making that happen. Now, another way that I encourage you all to be responsible and organized, especially, is to take care of your things, your items, your things in your room. Be sure your room is nice and neat and tidy and clean, okay? Because again, the more that you have a quiet space to play your games, a quiet and neat space to play your games, a clean space to play your games, it clears your mind and it puts you in a space of relaxation and peace. Okay? And I love those two words. Relaxation and peace are some of my favorite words because they just make me happy, and I hope that they do the same for you. So when you are responsible and you take responsibility to be organized with your things by taking care of them in your room, that makes a huge difference. And again, go off and say, hey, mom, look, I cleaned my room. Hey, dad, my room is clean. Check it out. I made my bed. This is me being organized, and this is me being responsible for my things. Okay? Finally, guys, finally. And I know that this is some lengthy content, but it's really good. So I hope that you're taking notes, and I hope that you are pausing what it is that you need to, or when you need to pause, I should say, and writing down what you need to, and you can resume the episode as you need to, okay? So the last thing I want to share with you all is being organized and being responsible with friendships, okay? So you might think, being organized and responsible with friendships, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you that it means respect, okay? Respecting your friends, respecting your friendships, being kind, being honest, being truthful, being joyful, happy, being a space where your friend can come and be trustworthy, you know? Where they can come to talk about things that relate, or they can come and feel comfortable if they want to talk about something that you may not disagree or agree with, that you may not agree with. I'll repeat that. So, be organized and responsible in your friendships. Now, I don't want you to be, I guess I could say, upset or frustrated or maybe someone who is not as pleasant, we can say. I don't really want to use the term rude, but not as pleasant with a friend. Because if you're not pleasant with your friends, then guess what? They probably aren't going to want to be friends with you anymore. So, with that being said, take the time to get to know your friends. Take the time to stay organized with them. Be responsible about how you are approaching them and how you are really being a positive impact in their lives. Make sure that the conversation is not one-sided and it's just all you telling what you want to do and why you want to do it and how you want to do it. Make sure that you are listening and learning from them. So be sure you're asking them questions and having fun, because again, that's the most important part of friendship, okay? So, I know that was a ton of information. And again, if you need to pause at any time or you need to go back and listen to the content, feel free to do so. I trust you and I know that you're going to write it down and apply it to your everyday life. Okay, guys? So parents, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I am so pleased with the progress and the feedback that I have seen and heard from your kiddos near and far. Like, I just love receiving you all's comments from, you know, across the globe about the podcast and how it's benefiting your kiddo. And I just want to continue to encourage you to send those messages my way. And again, if you have something that you want me to share with the kiddos, let me know. I'll be happy to do that as well. A topic that we need to talk about that they may find challenging or even fun, I'm happy to talk about that. So feel free to send that my way. As for you being the remarkable parents you are, I just said it, you're remarkable. So take your time, draw strength from loved ones and draw strength from your children, because that is important as well. If you are trying to find me or reach the podcast or anything like that, you can connect with me at our website, listenandlearnllc.com. My Gmail, my email for the business is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on our social media page. That is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. We have so many fun, exciting photos and videos, whether we're virtual or in person in our social skills groups, learning academics, learning whatever it is that we're learning. We have so much fun doing it, whether it's behavior too. So you can connect with us there. We have so much fun. The business line is 678-919-2117. And if you need to reach out to me, we have locations in the Kansas City, Zona Rosa area. We also have that's our virtual office in Missouri. We also have a physical office in Kennesaw, Georgia. We are by appointment only, so definitely reach out to me via email or phone if you want to come by, take a tour, take a look, connect with me. You have a free consultation if you are a new or a potential family that's joining our Listen and Learn crew. I'm happy to talk with you by phone to talk about your kiddo and just learn more about your family and your child in ways that we can get them in a great space. And so I'm excited about that. Know that you can reach out to me at any time via email for that as well to set that up. Lastly, Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Good Pods, where we are number one in kids and education. Can you believe that? I can't, but I do. Connect with us there. Amazon, Alexa, Overcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, we are there, okay? As I always say, until we meet again, take care and let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.